Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
And welcome in, Jay Binkley, with my good friend Chris Unocero. He of Character Concerns podcast.
For you're of it, too.
We of it. This is not Character Concerns, but... Damn it, we can make it if we want
to. It might as well be at this point.
We're about to say goodbye to this place. Well, not this place. We're still going
to
stay here.
But we're about to say goodbye to the brand of
610 Sports Radio.
Yeah. It's kind of sad, but you know, it's also exciting about what we're going to be.
What am I
going to
do with the shirts? You know, the 610 Sports Radio.
We'll keep that as memorabilia. Like, I always like to see the 61 sports.
Yeah,
stuff that rarely you'll find here around the office. Like, I've seen like a couple of things that had the 61 sports logo on it. So, like, it's gonna be some vintage stuff. It's gonna be like when before last season, when like people would have the Kelly Green Eagles jerseys, yeah. Like the Kelly Green Randall Cunningham or something like that, like stuff like that.
So our 610 sports shirts and jackets do we
yeah,
have?
It's gonna be vintage.
The Dry Dug stuff.
It's gonna be vintage. Yeah, yeah. It's gonna be like if you have like a throwback for like one of the NBA teams, one of the NFL teams.
I did have the old 610 sports hat. I did change it in today. Spec gave me the 96.5,
which I need to hit up Spec about getting one.
You'll get one, I'm sure. You'll get one for sure.
I need to hit him up like, hey, just leave it on your desk when I get here.
Yeah, he will. I should have gotten you one, but he's out of them. Yeah. He already get Dana Wright came over and got one.
Yeah, she stole mine.
Yeah, stole yours. Yeah. And Drew got one, and Cody and Alex. I'll be in there tomorrow with those guys. But for the last Club 610, because it's going to be Club 96.5, I guess, because we're making the conversion next Thursday, right? So it'd be
It can't be 96. It's got to be something else.
Well, they're talking about that. They're thinking about changing their name. I was thinking,
yeah.
Just keep Club 610.
No, at this point, you got to.
Club fan.
But
they got the neon light for Club 610, you know?
No, you can call it the fan club. I don't know.
The fan club?
Yeah, I don't know. Keeping Club 610, it's cool. It's cool, but like you gotta update it with the times.
And if you haven't heard us or heard the station announcement, they did at 10 o'clock today on Cody and Gold. Making the switch, nothing changes. It's still Odyssey. It's all property Odyssey. Just like last year, the 610 Sports Radio had the Chiefs rights for the Chiefs show, like the Chiefs Kingdom, with Mitch Holthus, and they had the Patrick Mahomes interview each and every week with Carrington. Nothing changes there. We'd simulcast the pre and post with Art Haynes on the Chiefs radio network, and then the game would be played on 106.5 The Wolf, which next year it'll still be there, but it's also going to be on 96.5 The Fan, our station, which will now be the flagship of the Kansas City Chiefs for both the interviews and the actual game. Same thing with the Royals, the K-State Wildcats and Missouri Tigers, all there with 96.5. 610 will remain. It'll be the Fan 6:10 a.m., but it'll be simulcast. So anything over there will be aired here unless there's a conflict with multiple sports playing. Obviously, we can play multiple sports with 96.5 and with 6:10 Sports Radio, and if need be, 16:60 a.m. So plenty of choices. Your app will not change, I've been told. Your app will change on itself. It'll change to 96.5 The Fan, but the app will stay the same. So anything you're doing, whether you're listening online at work, whether you got it on your phone, there's not a damn thing. I don't think that someone asked me if the text line's changing, Chris, and I can't imagine why, because it's the same studios, same phones.
No, we're not changing studios. We're just going to have news. Like, we're going to have a big banner in the back of the studio that has 96.5 The Fan, and that's probably about it. I don't anticipate there's going to be a whole lot of changes.
I wonder if I can get this old banner.
Oh. I guess that thing is beat. That's the one that we used to hang up at
Uncle D's.
Remember we, and that, not just Uncle D's, but
it had
also
that grease on it and
also
stuff.
Also, whenever we would do the remotes for Chiefs pre and post game, when it was you and Lake.
Yeah, we take
and
that
I
out
would
with us.
I would engineer that, and we would do those remotes for like Chiefs pre and post. I had to lug that damn thing around in the old 6:10
got so
van.
Much grease on it.
Oh yeah, it's nasty. I do not think it's been washed in the 11 years I've been here.
It would be cool to just keep it up somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, I'm cool with it. I'm cool with, like, somewhere in the hallway over there, they can just keep it up.
Yeah, just keep it up here.
Yeah, I'm cool with it. I like that.
But on the shows
but
during
if,
the week.
If we do get rid of it, yeah, if we want to take it, I don't know who's going to try to fight you over it.
Yeah, I definitely want old relics, you know. I am an old relic, because now the Kling's gone, I am the old relic.
Yeah,
I don't know
are.
If you knew that, but
hey,
now
you are the old guy.
I am,
here.
Well, what's Kling? Right now, it's me.
Yeah. I mean, you weren't that far off from him, right?
No, not a lot. No. But Kling was older.
Yeah.
And wiser. He was kind of the dad of the station.
Yeah, now I guess you're the dad of the station. Now.
Also, text line says, also block texters going to be back in the party. No, that's not
no.
the case.
If you're blocked, you're blocked.
Yeah, it's staying the same. The text line is staying the same. 913-586-7610, the J Southland Tow Service text line. Same as our phone number, 913-586-7610. No Royals tonight. They got the Cardinals coming west to play the Royals on Friday and Saturday night, but no Sunday game, which is really, really, really weird, Chris. Not that I know this is the second Sunday where the Royals haven't played, but it's really weird when the Royals
well,
don't
it's
have
the
a
second,
Sunday game.
I know it's the second year that's happened.
Well, it's also the second time this year that's happened.
Yeah, because I think it was the same thing the last time they played the Cards. Really weird, because they did this last year, and it was really weird. And, yeah, I don't know why you would have only a two-game set here, but, hey, they make the schedule, whatever.
Hey, it is. Cardinals are two games out of the wild card as we sit right now. The wild card in the National League is the Padres, the Diamondbacks, the Mets, the Braves a half game behind the Mets, the Cardinals two games behind the New York Mets, so an important series for them. And, of course, the Kansas City Royals sitting a game and a half over the Boston Red Sox. Clearly, we'll talk a lot about the Chiefs who are playing in, what, 2 days, Chris? 2 freaking days, 48 hours, till the actually 48 hours from, about 47 hours, because it starts at 6 o'clock Eastern, or is it 6 o'clock Central?
6 o'clock
Central. 6 o'clock Central.
So a little less.
So about 48 hours exactly.
We don't have to get it exactly. It's okay.
And we'll carry that on 96.5, not this game, but the next game, because we go on air over there next Thursday, so the next game will be on this. Yes, text line, I got your number. Texting this number from 816, I got it today. Boston, Minnesota has a doubleheader tomorrow. They do not play today. It is a doubleheader tomorrow. I don't think they do play today, Chris. I don't think that Cleveland.
I have not looked at the schedule, so I
Cleveland
I
and Minnesota,
know.
I do not believe play today. Play a doubleheader tomorrow. Cleveland just coming off the doubleheader with me. Wasn't it perfect yesterday? They lose both games in the doubleheader. The Twins
it was
lose
definitely,
the game.
It was definitely really nice to have that happen there, especially when you lost a series that a lot of people were placing a lot of hope that you would win in. So,
but in the grand scheme of things, it didn't really matter because the Kansas City Royals stay right there. This team is 12 games over 500. Bobby Witt Jr., he's in a battle for MVP with Aaron Judge. You can make the argument that this team is less than what that team is, but I will say this about Bobby Witt Jr. It's hard in baseball to put the team on your back because we've seen for years Mike Trout get MVP, and the Angels don't sniff the postseason. When they do, they're swept, like the Royals swept them in 2014. It does happen. But Bobby Witt Jr. kind of is single-handedly putting this team on his back, Chris. This guy is must watch TV no matter what you're doing. He literally does something every night, whether it's defensive, whether it's on the base path, whether it's hitting the baseball where he's hitting 349 right now. The guy is absolutely on fire. Nobody had a better month of July than him. You have to go back, what, to the 1930s to find people had as good a month as Bobby Witt Jr. had. But he single-handedly put the Royals on his back with a nice 4 RBI performance, 2 home runs in an 8-4 victory over the Boston Red Sox. A much-needed victory.
Yeah, I mean, I said it last week, like, at this point now, it'd be hard to make a case that anyone's playing better than Bobby is right now. And on top of that, again, this is most valuable player. And right now, you look at the Royals roster construction, you look at the Yankees roster construction. Yankees have a lot of money on their payroll. They got a lot of highly paid players on their roster. Look at the Royals. You got some guys who are making a good amount of money, but right now, Bobby Witt Jr. is doing a lot of the heavy lifting for this team. So it'd be really hard to make a case against him being the MVP.
Aaron Judge right has now. The home runs. Obviously, it's a little bit easier with that porch there.
Right, yeah, but also, like, home runs are not the only thing that makes you a valuable player. Like, also defense and base running, being able to steal bases so that you go from first into scoring position by the time, in that case, you're in scoring position, a single at that point can get you home. That's more valuable than, you know, hitting a home run once every 20 at-bats or whatever.
Well, Juan Soto on that same team is a top 5 average guy in Major League Baseball, hitting .306. Aaron Judge hitting .324. Not to slight him at all, .349
yeah,
for Bobby Witt
really
Jr.
Really good number. Yeah.
84 ribs now for Bobby Witt Jr. as well, and stolen bases. He's clearly got that category. He's a top 10 guy in Major League Baseball in stolen bases with 25. He sits right at 10. So he's unbelievable. By the way, the FanDuel odds for MVP, Aaron Judge minus 1150 at this point. Bobby Witt Jr. plus 550. So there's still some value in some Bobby Witt Jr. Gunnar Henderson, by the way, is plus 2500 now. So really what they're saying is this is Aaron Judge heavily favored.
It's a two-horse race. And here's the thing. I think those odds are going to keep shrinking as the season goes along, because a lot of times the MVP is a hype game. It's a lot of, oh, man, like, media is starting to notice this player is playing well. Now the odds change. And I think that's going to work really well in the Royals' favor, because there's, as that hype builds, as the Royals continue to stay in this race and should they clinch a spot? If they win the division, I think it's a lock. But I think even if they make the playoffs, I think there's going to be a lot of people who do give him a ton of consideration when you consider what he's doing versus what Judge is doing. Judge is doing the same thing he's been doing. But right now, Bobby Witt Jr. is playing out of this world all around and carrying a team that really needs a guy like him, because without him, I don't think the Royals are in this position.
And he gets all the attention. The Royals sit 4 games behind Cleveland. It is not inconceivable to pass Cleveland. The Royals will play the Cleveland Guardians for 4 starting on Monday, August 26th, 27th, 28th, and 28th. 2 games on the 26th, by the way, because that one was rained out, remember, earlier in the year in Cleveland. So it's a doubleheader that day. That's a big doubleheader, man. That's a big doubleheader Monday, August 26th. So they got 4 games against Cleveland there, then 3 against Cleveland at home, September 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Minnesota squeezed in there a few times as well, but still 2 series against Cleveland. The division's not out of the realm. They've lost 5 straight games. At some point, you were saying, all right, when are they going to lose? But the Royals need to start winning when they're losing. And last night was one of those nights. And hopefully tomorrow, well, you're kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't, because it's the Twins playing the Guardians, so someone's getting a win out of there, obviously. Cleveland scares me more than Minnesota. I think they're more consistent than the Minnesota
Cleveland's
Twins.
Better than the Twins. So, like, I'm not – if the Twins win some games over the Guardians, so be it, because I trust if the Royals and Twins got – you know, had next time they play, like, I trust that the Royals will be able to get the win over that – win the series over that team.
I mean, the wild card sits there is Boston at 1.5 out, Seattle at 4.5. And I know Seattle made, you know, some moves with the Rosarena, you know, coming to the Mariners. So they added more to their hitting. I think that Houston still wins that division in the West. Then Tampa sits at 5.5. To me, it's a 3-horse race, the Twins, the Royals, or the Red Sox. I think it's one of those teams is going to be out. Hopefully the Royals can even win this division at this point. But to me, there's not a lot of teams to push the Royals. So the Royals in a great spot right now because I don't see the D-Rays catching them at all or the Rays catching them at all. D-Rays, they do wear those uniforms every once in a while. I don't see them catching them. Boston, obviously, you've seen how good Boston. Boston, by the way, is a much better road team than home team. The Boston Red Sox are 34-24 away now, 27-28 at home. They're one game under 500 at home, but 10 games over on the road. So when Boston came here, that is a very good road team, is going against a very good home team in the Kansas City Royals. The bottom line is, Chris, I don't see who catches them. I don't. You know, Seattle has the pitching. We know that what they're third best in Major League Baseball in pitching. We know Seattle's got the good arms. They did add with Randy Arozarena, you know, at the trade deadline. But do you fear Seattle at all? They're three games over 500. And listen, yes, I know they made some nice moves as far as the trade deadline's concerned, but I don't think it's enough for them.
The one thing that I think works for the Royals is that
whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The rotation is so good. They didn't look that great in this series against the Red Sox. At least the top guys didn't look that great. But I still trust that the rotation's going to be most of those guys are going to be able to go out there and give you the kind of work that they've been giving you throughout this year, which is going to give you a chance against anybody. The question is, can they get anybody, somebody other than Bobby Witt Jr., Salvi, and Vinny to get hot in these last 2.5 months or so in the lead up to the playoffs? Because if that happens, that's going to be a really good situation for, like, if Massey, because I know like Massey and Michael have kind of been trading that leadoff spot there. If one of those two guys gets hot in that leadoff spot, that's going to be really interesting there, because that means that the first four in your lineup are going to be some really dangerous hitters. And it'd be nice if it was Michael, just because Michael, like, on the base paths is really, really elite. And so if you can get him out there, if he can get a single, get on base, maybe steal second, Bobby, you know, the way he's hitting right now, I mean, you're almost guaranteed an RBI in that situation. So that would be really nice. And, you know, let's say that he doesn't end up stealing. You get a couple guys on there. Well, now Vinny's out there, and he can break the game wide open.
Vinny's been on an absolute tear. With six home runs last 8 games.
Yeah, he's been killing it. And that's what we were kind of looking at when we were hearing about him down in the minor leagues, about the kind of power he could bring to the team. And he's starting to really show that now. So
yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch down the stretch. They did bring in Justin Turner as well, the Mariners did. But he's hitting like 257 and seven home runs. Randy Rosarena is hitting 220 with 16 home runs. We know how good he can be. I still Houston's got a half-game lead on Seattle. I still think Houston ends up winning that division. So it's going to be the Royals, the Red Sox, and the Mariners to me. But the Royals could end up winning the division. We don't know because they still got a handful of games. Like I said, seven more games with the Cleveland Guardians. Coming up next, 2 days away, a little bit less than 48 hours till the Kansas City Chiefs play. What are we looking for when the Chiefs take the field? Explain that next.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Welcome back. Jay Binkley, Chris Inucero. That's right, next Thursday. It'll be 96.5 FM for 610 Sports Radio, called The Fan, 96.5 The Fan. Of course, if you still are a diehard 610 listener, you can still listen to The Fan 610 AM right here. You don't have to change dial. I think a lot of cars nowadays don't have AM. Does your car have AM, Chris?
Yes.
Okay, so you still got it.
Yeah.
Good. You know how hard it is to go to the store and find an AM radio?
It is very, very tough. Literally never gone to the store to shop for a radio, no.
Once upon a time I did for like a just small little handheld deal for like the Royals, like if you're out mowing or something, to be able to listen to the Royals.
They have the app, though. Like, no, when was this? When
this
was
this? Before that. This is before that. This is back.
Was this like 2005?
2009, yeah,
I was like, we've literally had the ability to it on the app.
Now you just listen to your phone. I get it, man. You still listen on the app. But there for a while, Chris, it was go try to find an AM radio, and it's hard to do.
I mean, you could get like a Walkman. I think like some of the Walkmans would have that back in the day.
Regardless, it's hard to find, not hard to find anymore. Of course, you can still listen on the app the same way you've always been listening. Nothing will change. You don't even have to change it in your phone or anything. It'll pull up right then. Laszlo and company over at 98.9 The Rock now, so that's where they're at. I know the text line's asking where they're going. And so you listen to that next week. Hear Fesco and Dusty and Cody and Gold and The Drive and everybody else next week there. Chris and I put our character concerns again out next week. This week was different just because I did Fesco in the morning on Monday. So we didn't do it because I had to come back up here at night and we didn't do it. We wanted to, Chris, but we didn't. Because you know what we're going to do next week? We're going to do look back at what the rookies did in this first preseason game and then, of course, start our review of the different position groups next year in college football. Which games to watch? College football begins August 24th. We'll talk to Drew Nixon and get some college football fun stuff there. He has that 249 miles of football.
I don't know if anybody is down for it, but there is football on right now. The Patriots and the Panthers.
I'm watching it.
Patriots, currently Panthers playing now on the NFL Network. So if
some
you're
Drake May going
if,
too, right?
Yeah, Drake May's out there. So if you're degenerates like us and you'll watch whatever football they put on TV, there is NFL football on right now. It's not high quality. It's preseason. It's vanilla playbooks, but right now it's pouring in Foxborough. Like, it looks like a torrential downpour. Don't be shocked if this thing ends up, if this gets too bad or if lightning starts flashing, that they call this game early, kind of like they did that Hall of Fame game.
Patriots in a rough spot, man, because Calvin Ridley last year used them to get more money with the Titans, remember? And this year, Brandon Ayuk, even though he's going to get more money for the Patriots, they were going to give him over $30 million a year. He said, nah, I'm good. I think he ends up a Steeler. It's not done yet, but I think he ends up a Steeler.
Yeah, I mean, Pretty Ricky was out there staking his reputation on the Steeler thing.
Man.
Yeah, he was right.
I don't know when he's wrong, but he was getting a lot of crap from people. I mean, he wasn't going there, but he stayed.
He did say that Kingsley was going to be the Chiefs' first round pick, and he was wrong about that.
They did get Kingsley.
But they didn't get him in the first round, so he was wrong.
What will you be watching for this weekend, Chris? I'm curious your thoughts on that, because I honestly expect, they say Mahomes is going to quarter. He won't go quarter.
He never goes a quarter. They always say that every year. The starters are going to go the quarter. He's probably going to go one series.
Listen, he'll hand the ball off at least once. I think he's going to go deep to either Hollywood Brown or Xavier Worthy. He will put the top off like he did against Atlanta in that preseason when the young Mahomes was playing. And it'll give the other NFL teams something to think about because they've been doing that every day at training camp, hitting Xavier Worthy deep. But I fully expect either Worthy or Brown to at least get one long ball chuck from Patrick Mahomes.
There will absolutely be. I think it'll be Hollywood. I don't think it's going to be Worthy because I think they're going to save. Like, I think Worthy's going to play a lot with the twos. So I think that's where he gets his work. But Hollywood, I think there's going to be some sort of play they scheme up. Maybe it's going to be like a play action, and you send Hollywood on the nine route, and you just
straight nine lob down the field.
Lob it down the sidelines, let him go and catch up to it and score. I could see that. I absolutely could see that happening.
They're not going to show a lot, but if they give teams something to think about, because teams around the league understand Chiefs are going to throw the football down the field more because it's what they've been doing in training camp. And I guarantee at some point there's been NFL teams wearing a Chiefs jersey or whatever, and they're sitting there watching with the fans because that's what they do, and they blend in. They're not going to wear their own gear of their own team. They're going to probably wear either no gear or Chiefs gear watching it, expecting Worthy or Brown to get the deep ball. Felix. King Felix. I'm expecting, because last year was kind of a redshirt year for him even though we did play. I've heard nothing but good things about Felix at camp. Strong arm. I want to see him get to the quarterback, see what moves he's learned from Tamba in the offseason because Tamba's been working out with him. And, of course, I want to see some Kingsley Seumatia. Wanya Morris is back now. He's kind of that swing player like we thought, Chris. He even played some guard for the Chiefs. He did go down with an injury but then got right back up, went on 11-on-11s. But Kingsley, I'm really looking forward to seeing Saturday night. Hasn't really been a big story because as soon as the pads came on, Wanya was getting first team reps when they weren't in pads. They put the pads on. Kingsley's been getting the first team reps.
Yeah, I think that's been. I mean, we talked about that throughout the summer. It's like I think the Chiefs are going to give Seumatia every opportunity to win that left tackle job. At least for now, it seems like he has won that job. I'll be interested to see the little time he plays on Saturday night, just how much he's going to be on the field for and what he's going to do in those situations. I would definitely, like you brought up Felix, I'm really, really excited to see what that kid's going to do because he has looked good in camp from what we've heard. And again, you know, redshirt year last year, he has a great opportunity now to work himself into the rotation. I think we hope that he does, because if he works himself into the rotation, the Chiefs are going to have a lot of options once Charles Omenihu gets back. Because when Omenihu gets back there, now you've got five legitimate pass rushers on your D-line. If Felix goes out there and proves that he belongs in that rotation.
Especially in that rotation. Mike Dana, they clearly like because
yeah, they obviously signed him to an extension, yeah.
That's right. He got the 3 years, 3 years, $24 million, a pretty good bargain for Mike Dana.
That's a great number for Mike Dana. So that's an excellent number for a good rotational pass rusher who can play on the inside or the outside. If Felix can establish himself as a guy in that pass rushing rotation, that really excites me because now you don't have to worry about depth issues if something happens with Omenihu that prevents him from playing an extended amount of time into the regular season. And it also means that you don't have to rely on your more run-stopping defensive tackles on pass rushing downs like Mike Pinnell or Derek Nnadi to go out there and try to do something that they're really not there to do. They're more pass rushing defensive tackles run-stopping defensive tackles as opposed to guys who are going to get after the quarterback.
Listed as the first string, but it's been Mike Pinnell in there to be
right. Yeah, and that's because Pinnell's the defensive tackles they have. He's the best one at stopping the run. So, yeah, I mean Turkle, and I think they will mix Turk into the rotation as a three tech, especially early in the season on some earlier downs before they put Dan on the inside and put Felix on the outside if Felix really earns that spot there. There's a lot of interesting things they're going to be able to do with this D-line, but all of that I think is contingent on what we see from Felix in the preseason. Because if he's looking like he is in practice, then I think the Chiefs are in a really great situation with their D-line come fall.
Well, you can hear that game at this point this week will be 106.5 Wolf. We'll have a 96.5 The Game preseason game two. If you're looking for it on television, it won't be NBC because the Olympics will be on 38th spot, which Chris will have to go get rabbit ears.
I'll have to go get a damn antenna again so I can watch it. Sucks, but it is what it is. I mean, I've been meaning to get an antenna anyways because the Current play a lot of their games on 38. So
it's 2024. Do you ever think you'd be running out for an antenna?
Yeah, I figured at some point it probably would happen just because.
Speaking of old school, huh?
Yeah, it is. It's funny you think about it. It's like, you know, back when it was, what was it, analog before?
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to worry about that.
But. And then digital gives you the opportunity of two stations basically taking up one bandwidth.
Right,
so that's
right.
Why all these stations, like,
right.
I think Channel 9 with Channel 10, something like that, KCW, like, what? I don't know what.
Four,
they
something
they've
like
got
that.
Like two channels.
Yeah, Channel 9, I think, is, yeah, they've got KCW, yeah, because I know that they have their broadcasts on KCW after it moves over.
And let me guess, the ratings will be as good on that station as they've probably ever had.
They'll probably do the best ratings they've ever had on this station. It'll probably be the best ratings they've ever had.
Coming up next, though, I am curious if Chris has been watching this, but I'll take your text, 913-586-7610. Things you're looking forward to seeing Saturday night with the Chiefs.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
And welcome back to 610 Sports Radio for the time being. 96.5 The Fan next week. Jay Binkley, Chris Unocero. Chris, this game's a big bunch of suck between the Patriots and Panthers.
Yeah, this is not good football, but I'm kind of tuned in whenever we're on break.
Jack Plummer is starting for Carolina because Bryce Young's not playing the preseason. I know Panther fans.
Oh, is that Jake's kid?
I don't know if he is. His name's Jack Plummer. It was an undrafted kid out of Louisville last year, so they have an undrafted
quarterback. That's got to be Jake's kid.
I don't know if he is, man. He went to Louisville. I don't know.
I'm going to look. It's too close.
He's the brother of Will Plummer. That's all it says. The brother of University of Arizona quarterback Will Plummer. But it's Jack Plummer, not to be mistaken for Jake Plummer.
No, it's not Jake Plummer's kid. No.
But Bryce Young's not playing, and, you know, Mahomes is. So, but again, it's funny when you watch these NFL first preseason games, how rough they are. When in college football, it's go time, man. You don't have preseason football in college football. And for these teams that square up against good teams, I give them a lot of credit, man, because you're starting off against a good team right away. You got to be ready to go as soon as it's time.
It's still ugly sometimes. Like, there's still a lot of week zero, week one games where, like, you have two really good programs playing each other, and you can tell it's the first game of the season. Like, I know whenever Florida plays those week zero games, I could tell it's the first game of the season because there's a lot more penalties. There's a lot of mistakes made on the field. Like, you can tell it's ugly. Like, some of it does kind of look like what we're seeing right now with Panthers and Patriots. The only difference is in college they score more points, but there's still a lot of sloppiness that happens in these early, like the week one, week zero games.
There is, but I understand why you'd schedule games that aren't real tough out of the gate. I know Colorado, their first game is against FCS power North Dakota State. North Dakota State's beaten Kansas State. It's been beaten Iowa. It's beaten Minnesota. It's wouldn't call that just an easy game.
Yeah, that's not a walk in the park. Yeah, I'll say this. If they lose to North Dakota State.
Which could happen.
Could happen. As I say, it's not outside of the. I know they got potentially two first-round draft picks on their team.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Could still happen. It is football. Crazy things happen all the time. And if that were to happen, all of a sudden now people are freaking out in Boulder. Like, that's a loss you cannot have. Like, that's a team you're paying to come in and get their ass whooped. If they come in and they beat your ass and take your money, yeah, that's not good for Colorado.
You've been watching the Olympics?
Yeah, every day. Every day when I'm working, I've got it on one of my screens at work.
During the day you're watching it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm seeing this stuff happen live, and it's been really interesting. I've enjoyed it.
It is tough not to watch it live. I know if I'm home, I'm watching it. I do like watching the primetime with Tirico on there when he's kind of recapping the events. But the problem is I already know who won. And it's really tough not to, because not only that, if you're watching the news, they'll say, spoiler alert, turn your head. I'm not going to turn my head. I'm going to listen. And you get these updates on your phone all the time, right? I have Yahoo Sports, ESPN, all that stuff. So I know exactly who's won gold and who hasn't, Chris. But I do like to sit there and watch it if I know, especially Kansas City's very own getting a gold medal yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I will watch, like I said, I watch it live. And then sometimes, yeah, like, me and my girlfriend will like rewatch the primetime. Like last night, we rewatched the primetime for a little bit. And yeah, I mean, that's, it's weird when they do these in different time zones and the time is off. So the events are happening at times when you're working or whatnot. But still, I love sitting around watching it while I'm working, and you get to see all the great events. Like, I've been watching the Gold Zone, and so the Gold Zone's been really great. The only time I switch off a Gold Zone is like if like one of the more interesting sports, like basketball or like volleyball. Or
which I was switching off. They won it from Serbia today, by the way. The USA advanced to the gold medal game against France. This was their second time playing Serbia. They destroyed them the first time around. Today wasn't the same.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's basketball. You're going to have games like that. Certainly, this was not the game you would like them to have in one of the semifinal matchups. But, you know, win's a win. You know, now you're in a great position to go out there and get that gold and ease the concerns that people have every 4 years when USA men's basketball plays.
Yeah, and you're dealing with pros on the other team now, including the reigning MVP who United States played today. Someone on the text line for the 816 wants to see LRZ play. You know, I'll give
He'll
you
play.
That one.
He'll
I wouldn't
play.
Mind seeing it. Yeah, he's going to be a gunner on special teams. That's fine. The new kickoff rules are going to be fun to watch. See how the Chiefs approach that. But LRZ, yeah, I want to see what. Obviously, there's some interest in that. So I will give you that one.
He's going to be a guy I think everyone's going to be watching out for in the preseason, just because it'd be a cool story if he somehow made the team. I still think, and I think you agree with this, it's a long shot for him making the roster this year. It wouldn't shock me if he did as a special teamer, but they're going to put their best guys on the field. And if he's not one of the best 53, then he's not going to make the roster.
I will say this, though. There's a great chance he's on the practice squad because they give a free spot on the practice squad, and I don't see him being elevated to the active roster in another team if they poached him. Don't see that happen at all.
No.
I think you're going to get a steady dose of Denerick Prince. I think Amani Bailey, the undrafted rookie out of TCU, is going to play. Carson Steele's
been getting a lot of people think he's going to make the roster as a fullback, which I mean, look, me and you last year, we were all about Hunter Luepke making the being drafted by the team as a fullback. And it wouldn't shock me if they were to go out there and decide to keep a fullback there with Carson Steele. I always kind of figured based on his size that he was more in line to be a fullback than a halfback anyways. So this kind of fits out with what they'd like to do. And I think having a fullback, there is value to it.
We'll talk about the roster composition, what we're expecting to see going forward. And Mahomes did something at practice that I think we're going to see during the season next.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Welcome back, Jay Binkley, Chris Unocero. I just saw where Drew Locke went down for it was like an injury. So he's going to hop back up here, but he was 4 of 10 for 17 yards early on for the Giants in that game. We'll keep our eye out on what's going on there. But how many wide receivers do you think we end up taking, Chris? Because I'm seeing 6 at this point. That 7 is the most Andy Reid's ever had. 6 he's done before. I still think this year comes down to 6. Well, let's see what you got, and we'll look at the numbers.
I think it's going to be 6-2, and the reason why is because I think they keep a fullback, and I think they keep four tight ends.
See, and I'm exactly with you on that.
And if you're going to keep a fullback, you're going to keep four tight ends, you got to make cuts somewhere else. And the only reason why, because they kept 7 last year, right?
It's kept 7 to start the season, yes.
Yeah, and it's just like now at this point, like the reason why you kept 7 is because you needed options last year. You got options now. You're good. I think you're good. I think you're comfortable where you're at receiver-wise this year. So there's no reason for you to force things by trying to keep a 7th. And there, I don't think there is any receiver that's sitting there that would be in that 7th spot that you feel like you need to have on your roster. So I do not think that I think they're going to keep 6. I think they keep a fullback this year with Carson Steele. And I think you get 4 tight ends.
See, I'm with you on that. Irv Smith that came over from the Bengals, former second-round pick of the Vikings. Listen, Irv's got potential. We've seen that. They can get the most out of him here when he's working with Kelsey, and you got Andy Reid and Matt Nagy there.
You've got better options ahead of him to distract
the Mahomes, the quarterback, so yeah. It's better. But when they drafted Jared Wiley, I was like, that Irv Smith's probably the odd man out. But
yeah,
the more you think about
that,
it,
yeah.
The 4 tight ends is something we could see with this team. They've done 4 tight ends in the past. But not only that, Carson Steele, I don't think a lot of people talking about Carson Steele yet. Andy Reid was very complimentary of Carson Steele. Who is Carson Steele? Well, he comes out of UCLA, was undrafted. He had 847 yards rushing for UCLA last year. He's a transfer from Ball State. He did lead the MAC in 2022 in rushing with 1,556 yards. So when Andy Reid says, Chris, well, he's not necessarily a fullback. He's kind of both. It means he's got a guy that bulked up that could play fullback, but naturally he's a halfback, and I think he likes that.
I think the thing that would be like really interesting is like they put him in a bigger set. Like maybe they run like an I form set or a strong I set where you've got him lined up at fullback. And then, yeah, he could get some of those short yardage carries with him being the size that he is. Like him having the bona fides as a halfback in college is going to make him more dangerous as a fullback should they decide to move him there. So I think that's the reason why I kind of feel like he does get a roster spot there. And I know you've heard like Pete Sweeney from Arrowhead Pride talk about that. And we've seen a lot of other people in the media talk about that. There's a great chance, I think, that Carson makes the roster.
He has 58 catches for 486 yards in 3 years. He had 17 last year at UCLA, 29 the year before. So Carson Steele does have good hands. I think the Chiefs are looking to alleviate that 3rd-and-1 problem, that 4th-and-1 problem. I will say, without putting Carson Wentz in the game, because clearly Carson Wentz, when he was in Philadelphia, before they did the tush push, he did lead NFL players in efficiency of picking up.
Yeah, he was great.
1 yard guy.
He's great.
He's big guy. Plus, you're always worried about him throwing the ball as well, too. But when you put him in there, it kind of signals a little bit what the hell you're going to do.
Right. And that's why I think having someone, and
you know, until they get the courage to have Mahomes run a sneak play. I mean, having a guy like Steele that could be a lead blocker, that could be someone that you could give on a fullback dive or even on a halfback dive because he's so massive. Like, I think his experience as a ball carrier is going to give him an advantage in that role. Because there's a lot of fullbacks that come out of college that don't touch the ball very much. Only thing they do is lead block.
Or like 110 yards right. rushing for the year. But yeah, this guy did lead the conference 2 years ago.
Right, so like there's options there. You obviously brought up he can catch the ball. That makes him dangerous too because you can run play action and then you could throw it to him in the flats. There's a lot of different options you could do with him. So I think that's the reason why it makes a lot of sense for you to go out of your way to try to see if he can make the roster.
One thing we did see, Chris, at the training camp, you've probably seen the video, Mahomes did the behind-the-back pass. Something
he's been doing it the last like 2-3 years now.
He has in training camp, but not during the regular season.
Not during the regular season.
And Andy Reid wants him to do it. He said there's times he's opted out of doing it, but he hit Pacheco. It was almost picked, though. You ever watch that? It was almost picked, but it wasn't. Mm. It was a touchdown for Isaiah Pacheco. Will we see it this year? I say yes.
I think we will. I think they've been teasing it for a while. I think the reason why they haven't done it is because there's not a lot of confidence that guys will catch the ball the regular way on a regular pass. This year, if they really start getting comfortable with their offense and you get Worthy making plays, you get Hollywood making plays, Kelsey looks like himself again, and you get other guys, ancillary guys like Wiley and Gray involved, and they're constantly making plays. Pacheco, obviously, run game, pass game, making plays. Now, all of a sudden, I think there's going to be more confidence in Mahomes to make that kind of throw. Because I think Mahomes, like, we haven't seen him do a lot. We didn't see him do nearly as much of the fancy stuff last year because he was running for his life a lot because guys weren't getting open. And I think there was a lot of frustration there. But this year, I think if there's some confidence built with him and his receivers, I think, yeah, we see him pull that out. At some point, maybe it's a playoff thing. Maybe it's a big game thing. Maybe it's like a goal line type situation. I think there's a lot of options.
By 14 or 17, what the hell?
Yeah, I think in those situations, like, you know, kind of like the Buccaneers situation in 22 when the Chiefs were playing them on Sunday Night Football and Mahomes had that little lob over to Clyde in the end zone there where he kind of faked out the defenders like he was going to run it in. Something like that, I think, is where he does it. But I don't think they're going to try to force it. They're not going to, like, create a play for him to do it, I don't think.
Well, it's what they're working on. It's what Andy Reid's.
They're also working on that pitch with Kelsey and Pacheco as well.
The pitch
he's been doing it all camp.
Now LRZ can pitch it. We know that because
he's a rugby guy. Yeah, and I'll tell you, like if Lewis Rezamit makes the roster, I imagine they're gonna probably do something like that where there's gonna be like a speed option play, and he's gonna be the running back in there and. Mahomes, if he pitched or whoever catches it, they might do a wildcat type thing. Whoever pitches it to Lewis Rezamit, like Zamit's going to get around the corner. He's going to be gone.
It did work. It did work for him last year whenever they tried trick plays. And I know the Raiders play ended up being a penalty, but I'm a big fan of that ring around the rosy play.
I think this year we're going to see some trick plays. I think this is going to be the time.
The one thing about it was it's a good play because you don't know who's lining up where. The defense were like, what the hell?
I had no problem with it. It was disrespectful to the Raiders, which was hilarious.
Yeah, the team with the puppets.
Exactly, because the Raiders have been egging this on for a while, so it was a little disrespectful to them, but it was hilarious, and I encourage the Chiefs to do stuff like that in every single game.
Yeah, they might as well at this point because people are expecting it. Why not just go out and have a little bit of fun with it?
Yeah.
Coming up next, Andy Reid spoke yesterday about what to expect in this game on Saturday night, plus Patrick Mahomes and his new look wide receivers.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app, brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla. of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.